Maybe the summer heat is causing my nerves to fray. Maybe it is nothing new, or maybe it has just gotten worse, but I am noticing how self-absorbed people are. It is like they are the only one that matters. Let's take a shopping trip, for example. People act like there is nobody else in the whole store but them. Carts left stranded in an aisle while they forage for discount goods several meters away. Every aisle has two sides. Go to the left or the right, but do not just hog the mid-aisle. I do remember during COVID-19 when we were directed by giant arrows as to which way to travel. Most people ignored that, too. Everyone is just willy-nilly meandering all over the place, like zombies. I just don't understand how they don't see others around them. Is it they don't see or just choose to ignore? How many times must one say, "Excuse me," before they react and move out of the way? There have been many times I just turned around and went the other way since they are so oblivious. Last week, I watched this lady sitting in her car, with the driver's side door wide open as another motorist waited for her to notice he was halfway into the parking space beside her. It seemed to go on a while. I finally just stood and watched too. She was on her phone and just sat there for several minutes. The other driver and I made eye contact, rolled our eyes in sync and chuckled. She never really did react. She just went on her way. At least, if you do something stupid, an acknowledgement or apology would be nice. I'm thinking people have too much on their minds each day. I also think they are multitasking rather than concentrating on the errand at hand. If you are shopping, shop. Hang up the phone. If you want to talk on the phone, do that in the privacy of your own home so the rest of the world doesn't have to be privy to your drama. Have you ever seen people keep the drive-through attendant waiting to take their order because they are on a call? I would say, no burger for rude people today. Ridiculous. Speaking of drive-throughs, there's no need to leave so much space between vehicles. If you pull up, then the next car can pull up and there's not a giant lineup out on the roadway. It is the one place tailgating is acceptable. Despite hefty fines, I still see way too many people chatting on their phones while driving. I don't mean hands-free. That scares me so much. With the crazy amount of traffic everywhere, you need all your wits about you, not to mention all hands. A recent study in Psychological Science calls it individualistic, which is a nice word for self-centered. Researchers blame some of it on social media, where it is all about me. Ronald Reggio suggests, society with its emphasis on celebrity, appearance and narcissistic role models and political leaders may all be playing a part in this increasing self-centeredness. In the larger picture, what happens when we care more for ourselves than others when it comes to natural disasters, the climate crises, refugees, the homeless? What happens if you no longer feel empathy for others? We is still a much nicer word than me. I'll make an effort to pay more attention to you. Maybe you could return the favor?